Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's freedom. In discussing this attribute, it's important to know that we're still discussing the attribute of God's will. In our discussions, we left a couple of tough questions lingering. Last time it was the relationship between God's will and evil in the world. Today the question is, how free is God's will? We've already noted various distinctions in God's will. One of those distinctions was between his necessary will and his free will. So the question today isn't a question of whether or not, but it's a question of degree. What does the term free actually mean in relation to God's will? To answer the question, let me give a definition of the attribute of God's freedom. God's freedom means that God does whatever he pleases. So if it pleases God and he wants it to happen, there's nothing that can prevent him from doing so. In that sense, God's will is free in that it is unhindered. There is no outside force or authority that determines, dictates, or limits what God does. All this helps to clarify the word free for us. The word free does not mean that God can do anything. Put simply, we recognize that God is a free being with limits. Now, before you call me crazy, listen. God's freedom is limited by nothing other than his own nature and being. So do you see now why the word free might be problematic? We can't affirm, and neither does the Bible anywhere teach, that God is free, for example, to do evil. He isn't. The question is why? Who or what prevents God from doing or desiring evil? The answer is simple, God himself. There is nothing outside of God that restricts him. He himself is his only restriction. And that's what we mean when we say that God has total freedom. As Psalm 115:3 says, our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Since this is a communicable attribute, we share this with God. However, like all the other communicable attributes, we don't share it perfectly. We have a will, just like God. The question is our will free like God's will is free? No, it's not. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have free will. Rather, I'm saying that our will is not free like God's is free. We cannot do whatever we please. There are things that we desire that we simply cannot do. Yes, we make genuine choices that we're responsible for every single day. But at the same time, we can't say that our will is truly free because just like God, there are limits on our will. But unlike God, our limits extend beyond ourselves. For instance, we're limited by our power. We can desire something all we want, but we don't have the ability to just make it happen. We are dependent on something outside of ourselves. Likewise, we're limited by our nature. We can desire to be perfect, but we lack the ability because of the sinful nature that we all share. So yet again, we are dependent on a source of righteousness outside of ourselves. And this is why Jesus came for us. He came to free us, including our will, from the bondage of sin, so that we might finally live for God. So at the end of the day, we simply are not free to change our own desires. But it is God's desire to change our desires so that we might be like him and live for him. Faith in Jesus is how this happens. So may we all decide to follow Jesus that we might all be saved from the bondage of our sin.